to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been?
I am your host, Alderman Emeritus Don Paul Brown, coming to you live from, no, not from the offices of former Waukesha Alderman Don Paul Brown, but here at the Waukesha Farmers Market here in historic downtown Waukesha. This really is a real treat for me and an honor to be here. And special thanks to Mike Crute, who's here. Does Mike have a mic on? Is he here? Can we find him somewhere? He's got to be here somewhere.
Top of the farmer's market to you, Don.
Yes, Mike, Mr. Crudy. Hey, I wanted to have you on first to say thank you for bringing Waukesha Radio back to Waukesha and for putting this fantastic opportunity together here at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Mike, do you have a few words to say for our fine neighbors here in the Shaw?
You know, I got to tell you, first and foremost, I've enjoyed the pastry this morning from the Bayview Bread. They're right across from us,
yeah.
We're at Booth 215. This is our inaugural broadcast here at the Farmers Market. But, Don, I tried the pastry. Oh, my goodness. You know, I didn't have a full dinner last night because we were at the Friday Night Live. We did the inaugural
broadcast.
That's right. Broadcast.
We wanted to let everyone know.
What a great doubleheader we pitched here. I saw you there last night, Don.
Yep.
And I enjoyed the rock and roll and the big swig, the band that played. We're at the People's Park stage. We're going to make that our custom on Fridays.
Fantastic.
And your custom is going to be broadcasting from the farmer's market the rest of the summer, buddy.
8 a.m. Love it.
Booth 215.
And from
the very good pastries, yep, from Bayview Bread.
And for those regulars here at the farmer's market, I know you probably don't know the numbers, but 215 is that first leg of the farmer's market as you're walking in from the main entrance. So look at us. We'll be on the right-hand side across from Bayview Bread and Premium Pastured Meats. So, Mike, thanks so much for jumping in. And anytime you want to chime in, you know.
Can I make one other plug for?
Please, yeah, plug away.
Well, we got a brand new show rolling out immediately after this show. My good friend and yours, James Santel, former U.S. attorney. Jim's doing a show. And very excited. Morning Cannolis.
Nice.
With James Santel. It will launch immediately after this show at 9 o'clock. Now, I don't know if Jim can handle the rigors of the farmer's market, so Jim might be back at the studio. But I'm going to be here all day long, Booth 215. I know you're going to do a show here for at least another 50 minutes or so.
I'm excited.
So I'll get out of your way, Don.
Hey.
But, yeah, man, looking forward to...
You made this possible, Crudy, so anytime you want to jump in, you're more than welcome. But, yes, this Farmers Market, too, has a great representation of pastries, not just Bayview Bread, so make sure you make your way over. I'm really pitching the waffle. It's the taste of Belgium, France, and Holland all in one waffle. You have to wait. If you eat only one waffle all year round, that's what, Crudy, make sure you get over there.
I've touched on the pastries. I was eyeballing the egg. The egg rolls down the
way. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I could smell them. I went and got a few dollars, you know, spendable cash.
Yep.
Plastic a little harder to deal with at a farmer's market.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised the number of these vendors that take cards. So
I'll take cash or cards.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you know what, though?
Yeah.
We're not selling you anything, but we'll give you a radio for free. We're in the
We've
radio.
Got this really cool vintage replica. Prunus is the band. It's got...
We're
got the USB port auxiliary, so it's a really cool. Make sure you stop by the booth while you're here, because we're here all morning, even though my show goes till 9. So stop in and get your name down and maybe win one of these radios. It's really cool. So Mike's talking with one of the farmers market guests here and telling them what we're doing. And so in the meantime, you know, I just want to say, again, we're here in historic downtown Waukesha along the west side of the Fox River in the Waukesha State Bank employees parking lot. Just for those few Waukesha residents that don't know where the farmer's market is, that's where we are. So, but yeah, just a brief history. You know, our farmer's market started in 1999, and it was during the 90s that farmer's markets really came back to life. They started to come back to life in the 70s, but then over that period of 20 years, they really exploded here in the 90s. And so Farmers markets, though, historically are said to have, if you can bear with me, I do my Cliff Clavin here, are said to have originated in Egypt over 5,000 years ago. Farmers and craftsmen met in urban spaces to sell their goods. Purchases were usually trades rather than money transactions, and goods were said to have been valued by weight. The first farmers markets here in North America are dated back to the 1600s. They were primary means for urban customers to access meats, dairy, and fresh produce. And most importantly, I believe, is markets were significant economics operations and attracted many people into the city centers. In the 1800s and 1900s, farmers markets were not only important for economic success, just as like I said, you know, important for social interaction, as it was often the only means for rural and urban community members to meet. And that really, to me, I'm sorry, that's the most important part of it, is the community coming together here. Usually on a beautiful day. It's a little chilly, a little overcast, but it's still, you know, summertime here in Waukesha. So we encourage you to come down, stop by Booth 215. So what else can I say about farmers markets? I kind of gave you the history already. What I wanted to call out right. Oh, I know what it was. So, yeah, as Mike mentioned, Walk Radio also has also broadcast from the farmers market. Friday Night Live, starting last night at the inaugural one. That was a huge success. We were excited to see so many people out. And we're broadcasting again from the People's Park stage, so a really prime spot. So be sure to check that out. So I want to take a moment, too, to thank our police, our law enforcement, and the rest of the city of Waukesha for not only making Friday Night Live a big success from a safety standpoint, but also our Memorial Day parade last Monday. You may have seen me. I did a video, and I tagged from my Facebook page, and I tagged Walk Radio. So check that out. But it was our first city's first parade since the Christmas parade, unfortunately. But that was a huge success from a safety standpoint, and it's so great to have that confidence and that feeling of community coming together. And you can also expect that same level of safety and support at the 4th of July parade and all other major city events. So again, very grateful for the community coming together in that regard. So, also, we're going to have some graduates next Saturday from all three Waukesha high schools. So, I want to congratulate all of our seniors, including my daughter Jordan, graduating from South this Saturday. So, my show, I have a recorded show which will feature our new alders, Alicia Halbin-Slavin, who may be stopping by since she's the downtown alder, and Mike Krizine. So from District 1, my old district, and so be on the lookout for that. But our stand will still be here next Saturday. So lots to talk about. I know we're going to be going to a break soon. So how should I say it? I have a guest that's just come by, Christina Berry, who is a candidate for the state office. Running against incumbent Adam Nealon. Christina, can you hear me? Here, let's give you some volume here.
Good morning.
Yep, now we can hear you. So.
All right, great.
So, Christina, we may be going to a break soon, but stick around. But just say hi to the folks out there from the farmer's market.
Good morning, everyone. It's a great day to be at the farmer's market.
Sounds terrific. What's the name of the legislative district? What number district is that you're running for?
I'm in the 98th district.
The 98th district. So for those of you who live in my neighborhood, the Banting Park area, that little sliver of Waukesha, that gets tucked into that district. So we're really pulling for Christina to give the Shaw from that neighborhood more representation. And so, Christina, what prompted you to run?
I was involved with some of the stuff going on with the school board, and I thought this would be a way for me to make a bigger impact and some changes in our area. Mr. Nealon has been our rep since 2013, and I've sent some emails. I don't typically get responses, and I think that we need to ensure that everyone's voice is being heard.
That sounds great. I'm excited to hear that. Can you tell us yourself just real briefly, like your the work that you're doing, and I know you're a Banting Park mother still, is that correct?
I am. I actually had two kids who graduated from Banting. They're in high school
Banting
now.
Banting Elementary, yeah. Okay.
From Banting Elementary, and now I have my son will start in the fall, at Banting again. I also volunteer there. I am the with Blessings in a Backpack.
Love it.
I coordinate the volunteers for that on Friday mornings. And I'm typically there every Friday morning helping out, handing out food.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Good.
I love living in this area. I live in Pewaukee, and my kids go to Waukesha schools, and it's really been a blessing to them with all our wonderful teachers and programs.
Yes. Yep. So, and one of them, and I apologize if I miss this, one of them starting at South in the fall, is that correct?
Yes, I have one already at South, and one will start in the fall.
Fantastic.
So we're excited.
Southie Nation, well represented.
Absolutely.
Especially with a candidate for state office. So, Christina, we hope to have you on future shows.
For sure. That
so
would
we'll,
be great.
We'll definitely have to coordinate that. I know I gave you my card, and you're going to get me your details because you just got all the petitions signed and submitted. So now you are a legitimate candidate, or you're officially on the ballot.
Officially approved as of yesterday.
Congratulations for that.
You.
You know, as an alder, as a former alder, I only needed 20 signatures. You needed 2,000?
I needed 200.
200. So that's still a Herculean effort. So
yes, between 200 and 400, and
it requires a lot of support.
It does.
So,
it's been great to see everyone and meet people in the district.
Sounds terrific. So, well, I know you got a lot to see here at the Farmers Market, so I'll let you go, but I really appreciate you stopping by. Christina Berry, folks, be sure to... Do you have a website for your campaign yet?
I do. It's www.christinaforwi.com.
ChristinaForwi.com.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, this week in Waukesha continues from the historic Farmers Market in historic downtown Waukesha. Christina, again, thanks for stopping by. And don't go away. This week in Waukesha continues here at the Farmers Market.
I'm glad that I'm here. Watching the skirt, you start to flirt. Now you're in gear. Go to a show, you hope she goes. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay. Good morning, good morning.
The greatest radio show ever could be your greatest advertising investment ever. Partner with the Devil's Advocates and activate our loyal, educated, engaged audience today. In-show interviews and sponsored special events considered across Wisconsin. Affordable digital and terrestrial ads available in Chicago and Minneapolis and directly on the Devil Radio app. Make a deal with the Devils and get the Devil's Advocates bump to your bottom line. Call or text 844-967-2789 today.
Farmers Market, there is a chance if you stop by the Walk Radio booth to win a radio. So, too loud? I think I'm too loud. So, sorry about that, folks. But, hey, we are raffling. Is that the right word? It's a giveaway. Yeah, that's, I mean, that. But sign up, and it is a vintage replica Primus radio that's got Bluetooth, USB, and like I said, the facade looks real vintage, AM, FM, so stop by, come and check it out. So, hey, before I continue to, I just want to take a quick moment to, on behalf of my wife, Melissa, and our children and myself, to say thank you to all those from our community who have expressed their condolences and their support for my... my mother-in-law had passed away unexpectedly last Wednesday morning, and still dealing with it as a family, but extremely grateful to all the support we're getting from our friends out there in the community. So thank you for that. So, but back here at the farmers market, a lot going on. We mentioned Friday Night Live. We mentioned the upcoming 4th of July parade. Hey, also want to do a shout out as well is for the Waukesha Blazers are hosting the inaugural Jordan Sparks Memorial Baseball Tournament. I think it starts around the 4th of July holiday and goes through the 8th. It'll primarily be at William Oliver Park as well as at Banting Park, and they're getting a lot of support, a lot of sponsorship for that, but be sure to check out that Memorial. There'll be a lot of great young kids playing in honor of the young boy who was killed in the Christmas parade from the Waukesha Blazers, Jackson Sparks, excuse me. So, back here at the farmer's market, wanted to do a big shout-out to Jordan James Cupcakes, who is right behind us. Beautiful homemade cupcakes. Be sure to check them out. Some other picks to click here are, where is that card? It's handcrafted ketchup. Whoever heard of such a thing? It's called Ketchup Please, and they are three stalls down from us. Please stop by, say hello to Samantha, and try a sample of some homemade Wisconsin ketchup. And watch your hamburgers bounce off the table when you try it. Don't put ketchup on your hot dogs. That's not allowed. It's a Chicago rule that I still have to enforce. So there's also Crane's Kettle Corn behind us. So, and so much more. Want to make everyone aware, too, on our June 18th show, I have a special guest, a gentleman named Jim Nauman from Motorsports Promotions. Did you know Wisconsin has a motor racing tradition here that beats any other state in the Midwest? There are quite a few tracks around the state. I know the next day on Father's Day, there'll be the Milwaukee Mile. And so Jim's going to talk about the motorsports tradition here in Wisconsin that has some roots here in Waukesha. So stick around for that show on June 18th. So on June 25th, we're honored to have a member of the Waukesha South coaching staff. More on that. We got a commitment from them last night. He said hello to us at the at Friday Night Live as we were walking around. So be sure to check that out. So, hey, a couple notes here, too. There's been some talk about the farmer's market. Some people, because of all the construction, has had an impact on the farmer's market. Norm, the organizer, was telling me that they did lose quite a few. They lost some square footage. Some people were expecting them to move back to their old location on the other side of the river. The problem with that is that the farmer's market's outgrown that space. So it was a consideration, but just didn't make practical sense. And when I look up and down the aisle again, I see a pretty vibrant farmer's market. For only being, almost 8:30 on a Saturday morning, there's a lot of people out and a lot of great options here. So please come down, check us out, and get your produce here. So expecting some more candidates to come by and say hello, as well as the downtown alder, Alicia Halbenslaven. She will be here to say hello and bless the new show here. So Mayor Sean Riley was going to come by, but he's out of town, unfortunately. So, but expect to see him at future shows here. So a lot going on in Waukesha this weekend and over the next couple days. Again, a lot of families gearing up for graduation. But I got to tell you, as much as I love my show, I can't wait till 9 o'clock comes around so I can start walking this farmer's market and picking up some great, they always have wonderful produce here. So there's a mushroom guy down the aisle I want to check out, and I usually spend a good $5 or $10 with him. He has some wonderful creminis that my wife and I put in our salads, we grill with, and we do a lot of great things with the mushrooms here. So terrific. So I also saw some rhubarb that I was really excited about, and some Swiss chards. So I think Swiss chards do not get enough attention. They don't get enough respect. And I think everyone owes it to himself to try some Swiss chards and put it in your salad. Or, you know, try some different things with it, too. It goes great on a burger, too. Has a nice, kind of like a Swedish flavor to it that's unique to some other greens. Has some really pretty colors, too.
Hey, Don.
Gives a great presentation. Mike, what do you got?
Right when we first came back from break, I think you were trying to get notice of an event, and I'm not clear if it all played out.
Yeah.
You might want to repeat the event that's happening here in Waukesha. I thought you had a event you announcement you were making right away, and I'm not clear that anyone heard it.
Sure. It was for the Waukesha Blazers are putting it on, and it's for Jackson Sparks, the Jackson Sparks Memorial, the inaugural Jackson Sparks Memorial Tournament. I understand that Jackson, as you know, is the young boy from the Blazers that was killed in the parade, and so they're really doing a great effort on that. It's going to be at William Oliver Park as well as at Banting Park. But more on that, because I hear the music playing, so we're going to go to a break. But I'll give you more of a download, including some dates on that and more to talk about on This Week in Waukesha. So don't go away.
Wishing you a safe work day. Again, 262-468-8293.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the plant.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum tum tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
And This Week in Waukesha is back here from the Farmers Market. And you're listening to Dion with the heartfelt Abraham Martin and John. And this is a day I always remember with a heavy heart. It's the anniversary of the assassination attempt on Senator Robert Francis Kennedy after his run for president. And, you know, in this age where there's so much violence we've seen, his message of peace and justice should be louder and clearer for everybody. And you know, I always forget one of my favorite quotes of his was, you know, let us dedicate ourselves to what the Greeks wrote so many years ago to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world. And here to say hello, it just popped in, is our newest downtown alder of the 11th District, the Right Honorable Gentle Lady, Alicia Halbenslaven. Thanks for stopping. Alicia, say hello to the folks out there in the Shaw.
Hello, folks in the Shaw.
So, how do you like, you know, I know we're going to have you and First District Alderman Mike Rosine came on a show, and we should have you in the queue for next week while I'm at my daughter's graduation. But just for the folks here, how's the new gig going? I know it's the honeymoon period. So.
It is the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
But it's good. I'm very much enjoying it. I'm getting a lot of feedback from constituents, people calling me that they need this or they have questions about that, and I love it. I love being able to help people, so it's a very enjoyable experience.
That sounds great. So you're already getting calls from the constituents.
I am, yes.
That's good. That's a great thing. And So, you know, this we're in your district here in the farmer's market, and so you're here every Saturday. Is it safe for me to tell everybody that, hey, if you really want to find Alicia, find her here at the farmer's market?
I am here, yeah. The next 2 weeks I won't because I'm out of town, but after that I am pretty much here most Saturdays, yeah.
Sounds great. And how's the farmer's market been for you? Because I know this, you were here last week, right?
It's been good. There's there's plenty of vendors, anything that you might want, from asparagus and spinach to jewelry and t-shirts.
Fantastic. And you know, you have I know you have your friend Carly here, but you also have a young friend in a stroller.
I do. This is Sylvie,
your firstborn. Sylvie, her cat. So I love that. They have cat strollers now.
They do, yes. So, I brought my cat and my little stroller for her.
And Sylvie's resting comfortably. Oh, no, she's looking a little anxious. I think she wants to get out and roam around.
She likes to look at all the people as they walk by.
Terrific. So what, if you could share with us, what are some of the challenges you are kind of confronting now in your new role as Alder?
Well, speaking of cats, we actually do have an ordinance coming up here that's going to be presented at the next Common Council meeting. It's regarding puppy mills, so the sale of puppies, kittens, and rabbits at retail organizations. So, I wouldn't say that's a challenge, but it's probably the kind of hot button issue.
It's big politics, yeah. I know people are weighing in on that. There were quite a few public comments, I think, in the last time. I don't know if it was when it was in the O&L committee.
When it was at O&L, correct. Yep. Ordinance and licensing, for those who aren't up on the lingo. But yeah, at the Ordinance and Licensing Committee, there was quite a bit of public comment. I would expect the same thing at the next Common Council meeting. And anybody that has opinions about it should definitely come and state what they would like to say about it. Absolutely.
Fantastic. And so, I mean, have you decided which direction you're going to vote, or are you still looking to get some more intel?
I'm hoping to get some more information, but I'm definitely leaning towards preventing behavioral and physical health issues in our community. So it's not that I think that the sale of animals is bad specifically, but I'm definitely worried about bringing in animals that are going to have health issues into our community. It's going to flood our veterinarian clinics. It's going to be a burden on our community in terms of our citizens. So I don't necessarily want to see that happen. So, I know that the language of the ordinance is probably going to be adjusted because currently it's pretty broad.
Right.
We'll see how it plays out. And depending on how it plays out, I don't think.
Sounds good.
I don't think it's a great.
And speaking of animals, in my neighborhood in Banting Park, there has been an influx of turkeys.
Oh,
I almost got attacked by one in my backyard. The thing was as big as Crudy, and it just jumped out at me. I screamed. Yeah, my wife screamed. But we've seen a lot more rabbits. Mm-hmm. Our next-door neighbors have a rabbit burrow or hole that just got dug up in their front yard. We're seeing foxes, and pretty soon the coyotes will be on. I don't know if that's been a concern or if you had calls in other neighborhoods or in your district here. I know it's a little bit more urban here where you are in downtown, but
it hasn't been a concern down here, but it's not to say that I haven't seen turkeys. I definitely have in my lifetime here in Waukesha. So, because they can be kind of vicious sometimes. Like, they'll come at you a little bit. If you're seeing that, I would say call your alderman and see what you can do about it.
So you may be crafting a turkey ordinance then.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure what the procedure would be for that and how to take care of the problem. But, turkeys can be kind of scary. Yeah.
Any other hot-button issues on the docket that you're working on or concerned about?
I would say that's the big one.
Okay.
I'm also working with Carroll University to increase the lighting situation to make things a little bit more safe for pedestrians. So I wouldn't call it a hot-button issue, but something I'm proud of working with them to get that situation.
They're such a great partner with this community.
Yeah,
and I love the town gown relations here because I
absolutely.
So I knew where I used to live in Evanston. That was not the case.
Oh,
so.
That's unfortunate.
Yes,
but yes, no.
And it wasn't Northwestern's fault. But anyway, I digress. were you at Friday Night Live last night?
I was there. Yes.
Yeah, and what did you, I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was great. I mean, I'm always going to be partial to Dirty Boogie. They were in front of Magellan's last night, and I loved listening to them all night. So
Dirty Boogie.
Yeah, I did.
What's their genre?
I would call it, rock music. You know, they do a lot of covers of a variety of rock music. And, they were in front of Magellan's, and there were lots of people dancing and hanging out and having a good time.
Fantastic.
See my friend Sarah Harrison
just walked in, one of our newest candidates. for office. So
yeah.
Fantastic. So, hey, real quick before we put Sarah on, though, too, is I wanted to share that when I was at Friday Night Live, my wife and I love to go to Spring City. We have a membership there.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked in, and it was packed. There was a long line, and, you know, of course, we couldn't stay, but we were so happy for Tom and his crew there because now that he has, when I was on the council, we voted for having the street cafe
yes.
and extending it to more of the businesses. And now because Tom has that street cafe license, people come inside because they're not going to get a table outside. That's full. And so I was so excited to see that
yeah.
these other businesses are getting a bigger bite of the apple at Friday Night Live.
Absolutely.
So, terrific.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. So
but, yeah,
we're gonna give Sarah the mic. But real quick, anything else you want to say to the crowd here, Alicia, before we let you go do your shopping?
You've had me on here a couple of times, so I feel
yeah,
like I've
that's
said
right.
everything
yep.
you need to say. But let me get Sarah on here real quick.
Sounds great. Alicia Halbitz-Slavin, the Right Honorable Gentle Lady from the 11th District of Waukesha City Council. Thanks for stopping by. Have a great market. And speaking of repeat offenders here, frequent flyers, we're so pleased to have Sarah Harrison back. As you may recall, she was a guest on our show in January when she was running for the school board. Mm-hmm. She won in the primaries, but unfortunately fell just a little bit short, not by much, mind you, for the school board. But we're happy to see her back again running. Tell us what you're running for again.
Thank you, Don. So I am running for State Assembly District 13.
Fantastic.
And when you say we were close, we were within 1% of getting
yes.
a victory. Yes.
Thanks for specifying
that.
We were
so
yeah.
close.
So.
But I am going into the 13th District and learning all about all the folks in my neighborhood. Unfortunately, it doesn't overlap a whole lot with Waukesha School District, but that's okay. I get to meet a whole bunch of new people. I love it.
Sure, sure.
Our current representative is Sarah Rodriguez. She's running for Lieutenant Governor.
Right. She's lost that district because of redistricting. Like myself, she's
Well,
something like that, right?
No, the redistricting, she still is within the district. However, she's running for lieutenant governor.
But because they moved her district, she's now into Brookfield, or she lost her base, or that it's not so blue anymore.
The district is
it changed
not
a
as
lot,
blue as
yeah.
It was.
So I
that
mean,
is
yeah.
correct. Yes.
So, but it
yes.
wasn't gerrymandered. It was just
oh,
right.
Of,
no,
of course not. You know what though? You know what, Don?
Yeah.
So it's 55% Republican.
Yep.
However, remember that really close race we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
That was 60% Republican.
Yeah.
So guess what?
Yeah.
Gerrymander all you want. You never met me. I'm coming.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So now. There really is no income. It's really an open seat now because Sarah, yeah,
seat.
So she decided, and she's running for, and we hope, Sarah wasn't available today, but we do hope to have her on future shows. We have a mutual friend, so I'm really looking forward to meeting Sarah, and also we're kind of kindred because of the whole redistricting thing. It's forced us to make some different moves politically,
uh-huh.
but I found my new seat here on Walk Radio, so I'm now alderman of the airwaves, so I'm happy with that.
And, I love it.
And I now have the office of former Alderman Don Brown at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, also known as Walk Radio Studios. But tell us why you want to run.
Absolutely. So I am running because I want to make sure that we can continue to support the local economy through mm-hmm. things such as having tax breaks for middle class and for small businesses and keeping our talented young folks in the area by
yes.
creating some workforce development and interesting opportunities for folks to stick around for. Not everybody has to move to Chicago. Like, we can keep our folks here.
Yeah.
So that's one thing is the economy. Another very important issue for me is to make sure that we put in place some common sense gun violence prevention. We're not talking about taking people's guns away. We're talking
right.
about some common sense stuff like universal background checks, which is actually something that's supported by most people. We're talking about things like keeping guns out of the hands of folks with violent convictions. I mean, these are small steps that we can take that can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So gun violence. And then the last thing that I want to hit on here is just that we want to keep our educational system strong. And
yeah.
as you know, that's near and dear to my heart. That's something that I learned a whole heck of a lot about in my school board race, and just want to continue having our strong educational system.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. And so obviously you got your signatures in and you're on the ballot. So
yes.
congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I hear some music coming out, which means we're going to break. But would you mind sticking around when
sure.
we come back? So we have a few more things to talk about with Sarah Harrison, our candidate for the State Assembly in the 13th District. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
I just look around and it's gone. try to find some good for you and me.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land.
And we're back this week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Alderman of the Airwaves, Don Brown. And you're listening to Peter, Paul, and Mary's The Hammer Song. And I know someone who shares my belief in hammering out love between our brothers and sisters, Sarah Harrison, our candidate for the 13th District State seat. Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we talked about your platform, and thank you for that. And I saw on Facebook you had some recent accolades with your children. Is that right?
That my son had some, my son Lucas won some scholarships, if that's what you're talking about.
Fantastic. Yes. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yes.
So I apologize. I couldn't quite remember.
That's
but
okay.
I knew, yeah.
No, that's all right.
I do remember a very
Took
proud
me a
mother.
Moment. Yes.
So.
Yes,
good,
absolutely.
Good.
He's off to UW-Milwaukee in
okay.
the fall. We're
yeah.
very excited for him. He's going to be majoring in journalism,
Fantastic.
Advertising, and media studies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before I forget, Sarah and everyone else listening, sign up. We have a radio giveaway. That would be a nice little gift for Luke. Or you might just want to keep it for yourself. But it is a vintage replica. Prunus is the brand. It's got Bluetooth, USB, and has AM, FM. So everything you want. And it fits in your hand. It's a tiny little radio.
That is
a little transistor radio. So,
and I think Lucas actually would quite enjoy that. So
Yeah. So
very cool.
Yeah. So now, you're here at the farmer's market. You're not just here to say hi. You're going to do some shopping. What are you looking
yes.
for here? What are your picks to click here at the market?
So I was a little slow in getting my garden going this year, so I may get some plants that are already started for
okay.
me. Hopefully I won't, my brown thumb won't have as much effect on them.
Sure.
And I'm probably going to have to get some pastries while I'm here because I smell all of the
yeah.
delicious things in the air. I need those carbs.
I hear you. Sounds good. So
yeah.
And now, what? Tell us about your campaign because the primary. So, now, is there anybody running against you in the primary?
No.
You know? Okay.
I do not have a primary
yeah.
opponent.
But you want to have a strong showing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we are out talking with the community. Just got our signatures turned in this week, so that was a big milestone for us. And now I will be doing some events out in the community. I'm going to stop by Robin Vining's kickoff event tomorrow
okay.
in Wauwatosa.
Nice.
And really just trying to continue our momentum. We've got some great momentum built. We turned in the maximum 400 signatures that we could.
Terrific.
Trying to really make sure that we get out to talk to the voters because we
sure.
depend on them to show up. We're in a district where we're facing a challenging map.
Yeah.
And we need our voters to show up for us.
Sounds great. Any events you have planned over the summer for yourself that people should know about?
We are working on getting some events planned, but the one thing I do know for sure is that we will be at the Brookfield 4th of July parade, so we'll definitely be there, and then we're working on some house parties, some community events. I don't have anything quite firmed up yet because we've been very focused on signatures coming up to this week.
Sounds great. Terrific. So, anything else you think that the people out there should know about you and your candidacy and your campaign and why they got to take a real hard look at Sarah Harrison?
Absolutely. I am a mother first and foremost, and I want to make this district and this state a great place for my kids now and also in the future where they'll want to stick around and they'll want to be part of our community long term. And I'm very approachable. I'm just me. So go out to my website. It's SARAHFORWI.com. So Sarah 4WI, but you got to remember the H.
Can't forget the H.
You'll get the wrong Sarah. And check out everything there. You can get in touch with me. There's ways you can volunteer. You can obviously contribute to the campaign. We love that. Be part of the movement.
That sounds terrific. So remember, yes, Sarah with an H for WI.com, right?
Yep.
Sounds great. So check that out to learn more about Sarah. Sarah, best of luck with the campaign coming up. I'm sure we'll see you at future farmers markets.
Absolutely.
And maybe even have you back on the show at some point.
I'd love it.
Sounds
thanks,
terrific.
Don.
Yeah, Sarah, thanks again. Yeah, have a great Saturday. So we're back. Looks like the sun might be fighting its way out. It's still very much overcast, but Again, it's still nice numbers coming through the market here.
I think you're an optimist. It's not raining, but it's temperate.
It is, but there's a little brightness fighting its way through.
Oh, sure.
Brighter than it didn't look so dark and gloomy as
before.
Buddy,
it's got to be a little gray sometimes, so when the sun does pop out, it's just glorious.
Yes, exactly.
Last night was glorious at the
That's sure, yeah. That was beautiful.
The weather could not have been better. Today, you know, it's perfect because it's not overly crowded.
Yes.
Here at the Farmer's Market. Yeah. But I got to tell you, man, what, it's not even 9 o'clock?
Right.
The Chinese food has got me so hungry. And I already ate a morning peach tree.
Yeah.
Is it too early for lunch?
It's not. And it's 12 o'clock somewhere in the world, right?
So, it might be. It might be.
So that's terrific. But, Mike, what I was going to say, you had mentioned earlier we had some audio difficulties, so I just wanted to recap on a few announcements. Wishing our Waukesha South varsity girls soccer team the very best as they play in the regional finals today out in Verona. So be looking out for updates on that from the South Facebook page or from GoBlackShirts.com. We also mentioned the Jackson Sparks Memorial Baseball Tournament coming up that starts around the 4th of July weekend and goes through the 8th, primarily at William Oliver Park, where the new stadium's going to go, or park in Jackson's name, and then there'll be some the bigger kids will be playing some games over at Banting. So really pleased to see the community coming together to support that effort. So, and hey, and again, just a real quick thanks to those in the community that have really come out to support my family in the wake of my mother-in-law's untimely passing. We're really grateful for that that support from so many of you. So thank you for that. And again, back here.
Don, it was nice meeting your wife last night. First time.
Thank you. That's right. Yeah, it's
her.
First time he met my Melissa. So, yeah. So it was great to finally get out. You know, she's been so busy helping her father with the planning and everything. It was nice to get her to sneak out and take a nice walk and a beautiful night. And to meet Crudy for the first time, so
I'm sure
terrific.
It's a highlight of her evening.
Yeah. There you go. So, speaking of highlights, yeah, anything else you wanted to talk about last night?
Well, I just didn't want to forget to remind people. Last night was the inaugural Friday Night Live, and now that we know what we're doing, we're going to have a good time each and every Friday night throughout the course of the summer. And obviously, Don, this is your inaugural
launch party
down here at the Farmer's Market.
And I'm thrilled. And as you see, I kind of kept my program loose because I knew we had some candidates stopping by, and I saw a lot of familiar faces walking through and really wanted to promote some of the really unique stands that we have here, some of the different vendors. In addition to Farmers, we've got the Dollhouse Flowers and Gift. We have a lot of great like essential oils. Spring City Coffee has a nice stand in case your coffee pot wasn't working at home, your coffee maker. So when I see Johnny Water Melon just walked by, our head of sales, and John's got some great sponsorship opportunities for local businesses of all sizes.
Who would not want to be a part of
to get some
this.
Great exposure? Yes.
Between the Friday Night Live
and
the Farmer's Market, and we're going to be live broadcasting you specifically, Don, out here all summer.
Right.
Who would not? I mean, what is more Waukesha than these events?
Exactly. So,
real quick, don't forget, stick around. The brand new Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel is going to launch right now.
Leave the cannoli.
Yeah.
Grab Jim Santel.
Jim Santel. So he's going to broadcast next night to a live.
So thanks to all of us for joining us here at This Week in Waukesha, our new time here at the Farmer's Market. Thanks to Mike Crudy for bringing Waukesha Radio back to Waukesha. And I hope you all enjoy the rest of the day. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Thanks again for joining us. See ya. I'd sing all day.